Recording in progress.
Welcome, we're gonna get started. We're going to invite Glenn Schmidt to lead us in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, glad you're all here. The consent agenda is in front of you, which includes the approval of the agenda, the approval of the minutes from August 23rd, and notice of our next meeting on October 25th. I accept a motion for the consent agenda.
So moved.
Who seconded? There we go, Holly seconded. Moved and seconded, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed to that?
Okay, we're good.
Thank you. Public comment, do we have any members of the public that would like to speak tonight?
No. Okay, let's move along.
Okay, let's turn some time over to Curtis Roberts, who's gonna swear in on new board member Ellen Livingston. Welcome, Ellen.
It's a great pleasure to welcome Ellen to the board. Ellen, if you'd stand up, please, and raise your arm. And then repeat after me. I, and then state your name.
Ellen Livingston.
Having been appointed to the office of board member.
Having been appointed to the office of board member.
To the Board of Trustees for the Cache Valley Transit District.
To the Board of Trustees for the Cache Valley Transit District.
Do solemnly swear that I will support, obey, and defend.
Do solemnly swear that I will support, obey, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of this state.
Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the state.
And that I will discharge the duties of my office with fidelity.
And that I will discharge the duties of my office with fidelity.
Welcome to the board.
Thank you, Alan. We're glad you're with us. Hope you're with us. Okay, we are going to have a discussion. We're gonna have a public hearing on an amendment to the budget for 2023, but before we open up for hearing, we are going to...
Yes.
Thanks. Curtis, will you introduce the amendment and give us an overview before we open up the public hearing, please?
I will gladly do that.
I can, but you're there.
We had talked to the board about this a little bit in the past. We have to really arrange orders for buses to be delivered. It takes anywhere, about the shortest we've had in recent periods, about 18 months, and it can take all the way up to 2 years for these, for the large buses to be built. And then we get on a delivery schedule. When we were planning the purchase of 6 replacement buses that are, they're due to be retired, we had a target date of being sometime around March, April of 24. As we were getting into the final build and final agreements with Gillig, who had won the bid, they said if we would accelerate that by about 6 months, they would knock off about $50,000 per bus. That sounded enticing to us. 6 times 50 is $300,000. I kind of jump at that type of money. So we jumped at that opportunity. But it was after we had already set this year's budget. We've talked a little bit to the board about this. The audit committee's been made aware when this was happening. And so in order to accommodate buying those buses in this year, we need to amend the budget and authorize us, formally authorize us, to release those funds for the buses. They're not here yet. We're anticipating delivery maybe later this week or early next week. The buses will start rolling in. We'll go through our delivery process and be paying for them in October. So we thought it was most appropriate to do a budget amendment in this month. On here, you'll notice that the bus purchase is going to be about $33.5 million. Of that amount, we have $2.8 million lined up in federal grants, and we had already set aside $700,000 of our fund balance to be able to pay for this. So we're just pulling it forward into this year. Our fund balance is our savings, We've set aside money in the past, so we had money for these purchases. So that's the budget amendment that's before you tonight, is just for these bus purchases.
Okay. So where is the budget amendment? Let me just walk you through the process. We're going to open up for a public hearing. And anyone in the public, anybody can ask and talk about it. We're going to close the public hearing by a motion from a board member in a second. And then we're going to have board discussion. And then we're going to vote on the amendment. Okay? So it is 5:35. I'm going to open this up for a public hearing for resolution number 202301 to amend the budget for six bus purchases. Is there anyone from the public or anyone else that would like to discuss this?
It's my favorite response.
Paul James, I move that we close the public hearing.
Thank you, Paul James. We have a first and a second. Gregory, or? Let's give it to Gregory. Okay. All in favor closing the public hearing on this resolution, make it manifest by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Aye.
Sorry. That's okay. Anyway, okay. So any board discussion on this resolution?
That $300,000 savings, does that come out of that $700,000 or was that already taken out?
That's a great question. It's already taken out to get to the 3.5. If it wasn't for that 300,000 savings, we'd be at 3.8 million. So we would be correspondingly reducing the federal grant and our match. This way, it leaves us just some, a little bit of extra fund, federal funds that we've got to figure out another project for.
Okay.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we can't use it for that. But great question.
So one more question, if I could. So we're going to pull the funds from what we were expecting next year into this year. What about a replacement for next year? Now we didn't spend those excess funds, that just go back into the effective savings account?
Yes, they do. Okay. Yeah, so that 300,000 savings, 80% would have come from the federal grant, so about 240. The extra 60,000 is still sitting there. The board, remember we'd set aside 13 million ish for capital projects, so we're spending 700,000 of that. It would have been 760, so there's just only 700. That 60 just sits there and is ready for the next project that we can come up with.
That was probably the second part that I just wanted to reiterate on the public record, is that it's a $3.5 million expenditure, but we have federal grants of $2.8 million, so our net outlay is actually 700,000. Conversation. Okay, I'd accept a motion to accept this resolution to amend the budget in 2023.
I move that we accept this resolution.
Ethan Glenn, a second?
I'll second.
A second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Are there any opposed to that?
Aye.
Okay. Duly noted. Thank you. All right. Let's talk about 2024 budget priorities. Curtis Roberts, again. Thank you, Curtis, for all your work tonight.
I feel like I should do a song and dance or something like that. So I'm going to apologize to you. We need to bring up a screen, and hopefully Ron can see this. We've been working through multiple draft versions, and somehow you got the draft without the crosswalk of where you would expect to see these expenditures. So you're going to see our budget priorities, we greatly shrunk. We took a lot of input from the last meeting.
And can you blow that up just a little bit?
So thank you for the input. We listened, so we came back, we kind of shortened up the list to try and really focus on what are we really asking the board for budgetarily? And what are we trying to convey with our budget? And so one of the questions, that comments that was made last time is, with each one of these budget priorities, where would we look in the budget for these specific items? And we will have these budget priorities again next meeting. We can also make arrangements. We'll have them for the budget workshops that we do. And we can email them out to you. I apologize that we didn't get the right version in the board packet. But up here you'll be able to see where they crosswalk to, and I'll make reference to it. just real quickly. So our very first priority, you'll see that we changed this from what we presented last time. Our focus is on connecting people to, connecting our passengers to the people in places that matter most. That really reflects the board's priority, safe, reliable transportation for people. And so in order to accomplish that objective, you're going to see that we're going to maintain existing levels. That means you're going to see budget amounts that are going to be consistent with prior years. So there's not going to be reductions in service, not reductions in cost, but they're going to be consistent with prior years. Another key aspect that we felt we heard was our operating revenues, our ongoing operating revenues, should be equal to or exceed our operating expenses. We shouldn't be running a deficit unless we really, really know why. So our budget goal is to have operating revenues exceed operating expenses. You'll see that as a line in when we present the budget, you'll be able to clearly see that aspect. You'll also see that we're going to maintain our staffing levels to provide that consistent service, but in doing so, that means that we've got to be competitive in the wages and the benefits. And so we're presenting that as a goal for the board to adopt. Is we're going to be maintain our being able to be competitive in the market so we can keep staff to maintain the existing services. You'll see that in our salaries and benefits line. Capital service plan, the primary focus for our capital is going to be finishing the new facility that we've already started. That'll be in the capital outlay section, so you'll see amounts that'll be budgeted there. Maintaining a safety first culture. We talk about safe service. Reliability is great, but safe service is where we want to be. We don't need people getting hurt as they're using our service. So you're going to see that we have safety programs that will reward and acknowledge safe behavior. That's targeted into our salaries and wages. Right now, and we'll explain more in the budget workshops, but we're anticipating continuing those programs. Focus on public outreach and education. So we're proposing the board to adopt a budget priority of continuing the public education campaign that we've been doing, as well as doing a brand expansion. We're trying to maybe expand the reach of what our brand says to people and how that's conveyed. And I know we've got on the agenda rumor to talk more about that. But you'll see those in our professional services. And as we do this rebranding, we'll talk to you about there's some supplies that we're going to propose and some areas here that will go along with this. And so we've specified out the lines. And when we get into the budget, we'll show you those. And then also as a priority, planning activities. One of the things that the federal government is asking all transit agencies to do is to develop their electric vehicle strategic plan. Where do they see electric vehicles fitting into theirs? And so we're proposing that the board adopt as a priority complying with that FTA request. So you'll see that in our professional services, we would present an amount for that plan. And also, one of the things we're trying to gauge and update is the impact of what that bringing transit dollars into our area does for the local economy and how transit impacts the economy. And so we'd like the board to consider as a budget priority researching that economic impact. And we would allocate money, once again, in professional services for that. Those are where our key priorities lie. And that's what we would present for the board to adopt this evening.
Okay. Thank you, Herb. Discussion with the board. Priorities are before you. They changed a little bit based on feedback from our last meeting. Any discussion you'd like to have about it? The objective is, I'm sorry, Jeff, just one more thing. The objective is they're going to build the budget based on these priorities, so please go ahead.
Maybe I'm wrong, but I thought that having electric buses doesn't save us any money because of the expense that it is. Am I wrong in that assumption?
No, I think we are early adopters of the technology and the there's a opportunity here to partner with, who is it?
Aspire, thank you.
We want to partner with Aspire under Representative Burgess Owens, and there might be an opportunity for a demonstration project of combining these two technologies. That's kind of one scenario where this might fit in. So it would be a first in nation concept.
And part of this, Jeff, is that we want to do a study to your point of what is the right approach, right? And so that's part of that study, is to really say what's the right approach in cash value.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, our cold weather's a big deal for that.
It has an impact.
And hot weather. I think cold weather.
Other conversation, discussion about the priorities. Where I'd like to go with this is have the board adopt these priorities so that we can start building out the 2024 budget. So if there's no other discussion, I'd accept the motion.
I'll move that we adopt these priorities.
Okay. And Jeff has seconded it. All in favor?
Aye.
Are there any opposed to that? I'm sorry.
Well, let's wait for you to say aye.
Kind of cut out right when you said
that. Are there any opposed?
I said aye.
Thank you. All right. There's any opposed? No? Okay, thank you. We'll move on. Let's go to Todd. Todd, would you present?
Can I go up the front?
Yes.
You can go up the front. You never saw that.
I know. So. I just think I can look at you better up here. So, and we originally had this as rebranding, but as we've talked about this, and I've talked with Rumor, I really don't think this is rebranding. I do think this is broadening our brand or strengthening our brand, and we'll talk about that in the presentation. But we started our partnership with Rumor back in 2018. It's crazy it's been that long. And there were a couple things as we were evaluating a marketing firm to partner with. There was a couple things that really, the Rumor, I think, stood out to us as an executive group. First was that they seek to understand. And I think, you know, you would think that that's what you would do as a marketing firm, but you'd be surprised how many firms that I've seen that don't do that. But they really do seek to understand CBTD. So when we're working on a project, they ask a lot of questions. They really try to get at the heart of what's our core values? What is it that we're trying to address? What's our mission? What's our objectives? And I think that's really important. And I think that leads into the second thing that has always impressed me, and that's their creativity. They really want to understand what we're trying to accomplish, so then they can use their creativity to help us with that messaging, to help us with that public outreach, to help us with that education. And so I think that's really, when it comes to broadening our brand, when it comes to strengthening our brand, I think that's an important thing, that we're strengthening the things that we do well, the things that we value. And when I say that, I'm the board values, the values of the district, the mission of the district. And so I've asked them to come and talk to you about the research we've been doing and the work that we've been doing around that. And again, we've been working on this for some time, and I've actually had Patrick and Cecilia helping us. So if you remember, you know, we bring board members in and out of, you know, management committees to try to get help. I've had Le'Aaron and Sean working on some planning stuff. We have the budget audit committee working on finances. And so we've been working on this for quite some time. And what we're wanting to present to you tonight is a branding concept of how we might strengthen our brand. And I really want you to look at it and evaluate it and say, does this really convey the mission of CBTD? Does it convey the values of CBTD? Are we on the track that this brand's going to be strengthened because of that? And so with that, I'm going to turn it over to Andres and Lindsay. And again, they're going to present, but I'm sure they'll take any questions you have. So I'll turn it to you guys.
Thank you, Todd. That's all. Thank you all for having us here today. So just as a quick bit of introduction. My name is Andres Ramos. I'm one of our senior managers, and this is Lindsay, one of our senior creatives. Very much behind a lot of the stuff that you'll see today. So we're really excited to present this, and as Todd mentioned, what this evolution is, and just a lot of the culmination of the work we've been doing over the last, you know, 4 years or so, and kind of been laying the groundwork for little by little. So a little bit about Rumor. We've been in the business for about 26 years. We've been working with the Transit District now, as Todd has mentioned, 2018, which it surprises me. It doesn't feel like it's been that long. It's been, felt like just a quick minute. But We have a lot of experience in this. We work primarily with a lot of government organizations, both locally and on the state level. So we've been trusted with a lot of different branding exercises, branding explorations, and concepts. And so we just want to talk a little bit about the process we took here, and then as well, as Todd mentioned, some brand innovations, evolutions, and some new concepts that we'd like to roll out. So a little bit about the process that we undertook for this, just so that you know it's not just a, hey, we thought this is a good idea. But this, as Todd mentioned, it's been the culmination of quite a bit of time and effort and work. So one of the things that we primarily do is, Todd mentioned, we want to listen, we want to understand, and want to know exactly what the core mission, vision, values, what the organization is. And we've had a really good idea of that over the last few years, but then we also wanted to dive a little bit deeper. So we had our team conduct a lot of first-party research, which is focus groups, listening sessions, surveys, things like that, to really find out what people think, what the board thinks, what internal members of the organization think, and how they feel as well, kind of what the organization is and who CVTD is, really. So that's some of our first-party research. Second-party, we worked with Todd and got a lot of the information that's happened from a few of the public surveys and public information that the Transit District has collected over the past several years, really. So we dove into that, collated a lot of information, pulled out a lot of really good pieces there, and then as well, a lot of third-party research using a lot of the resources we have with different consumer indexes, organizations, and research firms, really, a lot of the data that they have. We really dove into a lot of that, spent a lot of time really looking at branding. So a brand is not just the logo or the colors, it's how you portray yourself, how you talk about yourself, how you kind of really, how the public perceives you. So we spent a lot of time doing quite a bit of that. And once we did that, we started working with some concepts, looking at some names and different evolutions for the brand. So we'll look at a little bit of that. Well, actually, let me touch on this real quick. Just messaging and logos, we came out with a few different things. You'll see four words highlighted here at the bottom: connection, community, self-reliance, responsibility. These were four things that really came out strongly in a lot of the messaging. Connection, as you've seen in a few different places, you know, connecting you to the people and places that matter most is one of those taglines we've been using over the past few years that have really resonated within the community. So we want to really drive that home, that connection to all these different places and things. As well, community to your friends, family, church services, you know, wherever you may be. Self-reliance is one of those other ones that came up with. There was a stat we looked at, which was, I believe it was 40, connecting us with 40,000 jobs within a half block of service areas, which is incredible. So that's something that we really want to touch on and talk about, is the economic impact and the economic benefit of the Transit District. And responsibility as well, just coming out of that, is personal responsibility, civically, getting people involved, getting them engaged within the community, however, you know, they see fit and however people would like to. So those are four things we really, really kind of honed in on.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And speaking of the word connect, we thought we've gone through our messaging and branding process. We went through so many different words, but we felt like connect really embodied CVTD and what is your core mission values. And connect is really concise and it's impactful, and it overall conveys the company's mission. So the choice of a name for the new logo and everything, connect just fits perfectly with what Andres was saying, with the CVTD's commitment to its community. And also, you guys have used the word connect throughout a lot of different marketing, whether it's connected to the people and places that matter most. It has been used on the website for us, the main message, for quite a long time. And so this word really lays the groundwork for seamless transition during the brand and evolution process.
One of the things we found, just as Lindsay's looking here, and we're looking at that word connect, CVTD, through a lot of that research, a lot of people didn't understand what that was or what it meant. Mm-hmm. And we say Cache Valley Transit District, and that would kind of like, okay, well, what does that mean? How does that, what's the personalization for me? And so that's why, as we were looking at this next evolution, how do we refer to ourselves, we really like this connect concept, because it's an action word. It tells you what you're doing, and it tells you that this is a service that will get you there. So we really like that.
Perfect. So taking a look at the previous CBTD logo, we do get a sense of movement slightly with the speed lines. And again, with the acronym CBTD, a lot of people actually don't know what that even stands for. And so with a refreshed logo, we really want to get the point across exactly what the Cache Valley Transit District does. And so I'm really excited to present the new logo concept ideas for the Word Connect.
Oh, it kicked over. Hold on.
Suspense.
There we go.
Team and our thoughts and our processes when creating this new concept. As you can tell, the bright, striking green location icon is used as the O in the logo, and this symbol is like a map pin or a marker that has been is associated with location and navigation. So immediately when you look at the new mark, you know exactly what the transit system purpose and function is to connect people to locations. And then it also, we pulled in some of the green and blue color palette from the previous brand identity. However, this is a really bright green color to bring some energy into the brand. And then also, we chose a sans serif font choice, which is really easy to read. It's also very modern, but it also gives a sense of timelessness to make sure that this will be a long and lasting logo. And then we had the absence of uppercase letters. And also we chose a font that has it's sharp, but also has very round lettering. And so those two choices make the logo seem very friendly and approachable, which is exactly what CBTD kind of translates into. Very professional, but also very welcoming and friendly. And then here's an example of the logo built out with the transit name underneath, and this is how it will appear most often in places. So Connect Public Transit District. And then also, when we were thinking about this brand, there's the overarching logo, but there's also a lot of services that the Public Transit District has to offer. And so this word works very well with a lot of different systems, such as Connect Bus, Peer-Reviewed Bikes, Connect Loop, and Connect Pool. So these are just some examples of how we can really expand this logo and this brand throughout all of the different systems throughout the transit district. And a few more examples, we can have Connect Safety, Connect Employment, and yes, it was a very versatile word, and then also we're trying to translate that versatility within the designs as well. And then this is an example of the logo mark design. It is a combination with the letter C with that location icon. And this could be used when the full logo doesn't necessarily need to be used. For example, an app icon or social media profiles or even a hat design. So I'll jump into a few more examples of how we can see the logo transferring throughout all parts of the brand to make sure that it is versatile with, whether it's with stationery or possibly a hat design, posters, and even an example of how it could possibly look on the bus design. As you can tell, we have the mark on the hat, so necessarily not using the full logo sometimes, and we can use it within phrases like connect with the people and places that matter most. And so yeah, these are just some, none of these are finalized pieces. These are really us just exploring to show you guys where the potential of this brand could go.
Some of the things we really like about this is, and it's been mentioned a couple times just in, you know, with the minutes, even talking about budget priorities, is innovation, what's the next steps, where are we going, what's the next evolution of the transit district. And that's really how we approach this, this branding exercise, is what's the next step, what's the next evolution, what do we look like for the next 10 years, 15 years, as Lindsay showed here on some of the different naming concepts we had. Connect bus, connect pool, connect bikes, for example, if that's something that comes into play, you know, it gives us a lot of flexibility, it gives us a lot of room for growth, for expansion, for maturity of the brand, for the organization, and really how we talk about ourselves and how we portray ourselves within the community. So that's something that we're really, really excited about this. And, you know, it just looks sharp. I really like it, I'll be honest. This is what we have for Connect. This is what we have for both naming concepts, for the name and the logo, the visual identity. And really the next steps and things that we'll be working on and exploring are, how do we roll this out? You know, obviously people are, they know what CVTD is now, they just see it on the buses. And so it's okay, what's our public education? How do we tell this to the public? How do we portray this message? And how do we explain this innovation, this growth, this maturity of the brand, and really move that forward? And so that's what quite a bit of things that we're working on: bus wrap, signage, apparel, wayfinding, digital media service lines, public awareness in general, working on the website, working with some of the new buildings that we have. How do we really make sure that we help the public understand who and what Connect is? So that's a lot of those things that we're working on. And then let's see if you want to go to this last slide here. One of the things that we just are really excited about, by educating the public around Connect Transit's innovation, maturity, expansion, proactive action and growth, we can ensure they understand this is not a new organization, it's a necessary process that needs to happen to further expansion into community. So we're excited about this. And with that, we'll have time to talk.
Thank you so much. So again, I really appreciate Anderson and Lindsay coming up here. And so I just open up to you as, you know, how do you feel? Do you feel like we're still continuing to move forward with the mission and values of CVTD as we look at this?
When I first
voted,
I don't know if it might be because it was just connected with attitude of the representative, now they connected with everything, the flow.
I like it too. I do have one concern, and sometimes it's valuable to be anchored to a location. Like if you go to Burgess Stones and say we work for Connect, be like where? Or when you go to Washington, D.C. I think in the Valley, I'm not worried about it because people are on the bus and Connect. But I think it could be important to have Cache Valley Transit or Cache Transit District or something. You know, I need all four at the letters. But it seems like it might be instances where it's very valuable to be linked to a location.
But won't it still be the Cache Valley Transit
District? Correct. It's a great comment. So the entity doesn't change. The legal entity is still Cache Valley Transit.
I was just curious about where it said Connect Public Transit. I mean, so that's why I thought maybe they'd get rid of it.
But part of this, too, is we are looking to the future. We connect to Box Elder County. We connect to Front Runner. And so
we connect to Beaver Mountain.
Yeah, we're trying to look at what does the future hold and right. That connection, right? CVTD, Cache Valley Transit is still the entity, and we can convey that. But it's a good point.
Well, you know, I suppose you could do Connect Cache Valley.
You could
too. But the last slide that you showed had something in it that I was. And I need to see it again because it was like, huh? Can you show the last slide?
Yeah, Colt will get it up for you in a second.
Whoa. I freeze it.
Oh, thank you. Well, that's the last one.
He's taking
it. So it says we can ensure that they understand, they being the public.
Correct.
That this is not a new organization, rather a necessary process that needs to happen. What does that mean?
So I think from our standpoint is just as transit changes, as we're providing new services, as we're doing these new things, and again, I look at as we connect beyond Cache Valley, that that we can convey that in the grant, that we're not just Cache Valley. Even to the state legislature, that we are providing a critical connection. I see that in the near future beyond Cache Valley.
A good analogy is what the Salt Lake Express is. It is not the Salt Lake Express anymore. It's St. George, it's Idaho, it's Nevada. I think that rant's tired. What's that? Oh, yeah, right. Maybe not Nevada. But all things Nevada aside, that brand is tired. They extended their reach. And so I think there is value in having it anchored in the valley in the scenarios that Sean just talked about. But it is necessary to expand it. And this is kind of a culmination of a lot of different objectives, including expanding service, including the new apps, including a whole bunch of value propositions that we've brought before the board in the last 2 years.
So truly, this is an evolutionary step.
Yes.
Thank you. That's a great way to put it.
Well, I think that's a better word than a necessary process
right.
That needs to be.
Okay. Like an evolutionary step.
Yeah.
We can make
and
that.
That was
absolutely.
Like, and
that's
like, right. Okay.
Gosh,
that's great.
So, thank you.
Thank you.
My brain was not wrapping around that series of, you know.
And Sean, technically, you can look at that logo up there, and you can see the C, and then it kind of has a V at the bottom, so maybe it's Cache Valley.
All right. There you go.
I didn't think it was fun, their color scheme, because I read this article about colors, like reds and yellows make you want to eat. You guys have red, yellow. Blue is supposed to be trustworthy, and green is supposed to be peaceful. And, yeah. Like people associate those colors with those feelings. So it's kind of neat to see that.
You know, it's like the
maybe it was lucky, but I'm guessing it played a role.
Yes. Best place to live.
That's right.
Great comments.
Okay, I'm not hearing anything else. Thank you, Todd. A couple items from board chair report. Sean, would you talk about our meeting with the county?
Yes, we met with the county. And we were last on the agenda.
So yeah, last. So.
So we waited there for a few hours. But it was a nice visit. We just shared with them kind of the board needed to change and proposed the change to 9, and they had no problems with it whatsoever and passed it unanimously.
They actually suspended the rules and they passed it that night. Usually it's a read in and then the next meeting they vote on it and they just voted on it. So it's great.
Yeah.
Do you have any updates on other cities you visited with?
All of the cities have passed them or moved forward. Man, Wayne's is committed, I think, October 3rd will be, and I don't know if you're doing the first reading or if they're, but. We should be good.
And Nibley, I talked to the mayor in Nibley, that all worked out, right?
Yes, it did work out. Yeah, Gregory did a fantastic job there. Nibley has helped us, so that was great. So I think the next step will be then appointments, and again, the mayors will work that out with the councils and the
appointments and reappointments. And the group, somebody asked me in the last couple of weeks what people's terms will be. And I said, and I don't know if I was accurate or not, that would be determined by the board when it could be.
Yeah, the state code does not specifically have terms in it. And so it's really up to the board if they want to set terms and how they want to do that.
Well, it probably would be a good idea just because it gives people the option of saying, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah. So to that point, I mean, it's a fair comment. The state code does say that the appointment can be rescinded or the person could just vacate the appointment and then it's filled as it was before. So that's the reason they don't specifically address terms.
Okay.
With multiple cities, it may be wise to be able to have some kind of a term to be able to maybe share the love.
Yeah, and that's why I think we need to wait till this happens and then see how it goes, because I know on the north end for Lewiston, Richmond, and Smithfield, those mayors have already gotten together and they've already determined they're going to rotate that amongst the cities every 2 years. And that's what the mayors have determined, so that's something that the board would need to consider, you know. So I think there's options that the cities can consider how they want to approach that.
Okay.
Okay, really good report. Thank you. One other item of business, I'd like to just give thanks to those employees when we've had employment anniversaries with us. I'm going to read off quite a number of them tonight. Of our drivers, Jordan Costell, Sterling Burns, Suzanne Nichols, Jorge Lima, Mike Hatch, Nathan Schwartz, they've all served for 1 year with us. I'm sorry, Nathan Schwartz is 2 years, Andrew Walker's 2 years, Elena Lima is 2 years, Steve Lindsay's 5 years, Brian Corbridge, 12 years, Chad Shoup, 17 years, and Jeannie Hoyt has been driving for us for 21 years. On the administrative side, Angel Hooley has been with us 6 years, Colton Fulmer has been with us 8 years, Mindy Spackman, 14 years. In September, Amber Irem has been with us 9 years, and Thomas Allen, 10 years. And then on the administrative side, Matt McEwen has been with us 17 years, Todd Butler, 27 years, and Jody Kimball, 29 years. Thank you for your service.
Is Jenny the driver that wins the rodeo?
Yeah, pretty consistent.
Yep.
you ought to go ride with her sometime. She is really a great driver. She's very safe, and she's really she's good. Oh yeah, reminder of budget workshops. So the budget workshops will be the 9th and 11th of October via virtual Zoom link. So we'll send it out again when we get close to it.
So are they in person and Zoom?
Or just doing virtual?
I think, virtual. Do you want to do in person?
I'm just asking the question.
Yeah. Just want to make sure that we're, because it is a change. I don't want any feedback you have. Any other board member comments? Any public comments?
Facility update.
Sure. We're still in the ground. We have a couple also. we're doing the last of the groundwork. We're hoping the week of the 10th through the 16th of October to tip walls. We are going to have
That one's back. Tim's, they're pulling us. It's the 24th of October.
Okay, so it's the 24th. So we are having the regional FTA person that represents the region that is here in Utah out on the 10th, and so we'll kind of do some site visits. Also a representative from UDOT will be there as well. But things are going well. It's construction, the rains just killed us. The groundwater's just killed us. I went out on Monday, and I'm like, what happened? Man, did we have a tornado here? There's just so much water. It's going well.
Is that going to be a long-term problem, you think?
Yeah.
No, once we get all this done, they've done all the mitigation, and so long-term, it's not going to be an issue.
But building in a wetland is always
yeah. No, they've done a lot of mitigation, and again, because it's been such a wet year, it's a good thing because we've had to mitigate for it, and so it'll be fine. So for if you look at the footings,
okay, any other conversation? If not, we are adjourned.